AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. 6 days after a catastrophic crash killed 8 passengers and injured almost 200 other people, Amtrak service was restored between New York City and Philadelphia, where the deadly derailment occurred last Tuesday.
Relief was the word of the day as Amtrak service was restored to the Northeast Corridor.
I love the train. It's great. I take Acela every day over flying, so very happy to have it back on track.
Emily Gontz was glad not to have to scramble for alternatives for her thrice weekly trips between New York and Washington. As for safety,
we figure right after an accident, it's probably the safest time to be on a train. They're going to be taking extra precautions.
Matt Clay was headed home to Greensburg, Pennsylvania. Funerals continued for the 8 passengers killed in Tuesday's derailment. Warren Levinson, New York.
The funeral of New York City real estate executive Laura Fenimore was held today in Queens. B.B. King's funeral will be held next week in Mississippi, but there will be a public viewing on Saturday in Las Vegas. The blues legend died at his home in Vegas last week at the age of 89. Dishes in the Dallas area were rattled this afternoon by a 3.3 magnitude earthquake, but police have received no immediate reports of any injuries or damage. Police in Waco have a lot of evidence to go over after 5 rival motorcycle gangs got into a shootout Sunday that left 9 bikers dead, 18 injured, and 170 arrested. Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton says the task is daunting.
Every piece of evidence, every vehicle, every blood spot, every body that was there. The bodies have all been removed and sent away for forensics and for autopsy results.
The Obama administration is vowing to help Iraq retake the provincial capital of Ramadi. The city fell to Islamic militants over the weekend. This is AP Radio News. After 6 years on the job, the president finally has his own Twitter account.
The president's actually been tweeting for years now, but only rarely and only through the catch-all White House account, with tweets signed off B.O. Now he says, they're finally giving me my own account, they being the White House IT specialists, who are naturally super careful about Obama's online access. He'd say the new @POTUS account is a new way for Obama to engage directly with the American people. However, many White House reporters see it as a new way for Obama to bypass them and get his message out unfiltered. Mark Smith at the White House.
At the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow Jones was ahead 26 points. The S&P 500 index was up 6 points. And the NASDAQ Composite Index had gained 30 points. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.